Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very merry iconic podcast. I'm Danny Pellegrino.
I'm Jenna Brister.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Danny.
We're doing a little Thanksgiving bonus episode where we're going to be covering an episode of Friends. They've done so many iconic Thanksgiving episodes, and here we are.
Yeah, cover. I think this is a great idea. Of course, to do this.
I know. Yeah. I thought it was a good idea. Although the problem was there's so many Thanksgiving episodes of Friends that are memorable. That I wasn't sure where we should go. At first, I thought maybe we should do the Brad Pitt episode. But then ultimately, this is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of controversial opinions about Friends in general. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've gone on this cultural roller coaster ride where it was on the top of the world.
Yeah.
Right? Back in when we were in... I remember being in high school, and this was something that was so incredibly popular. And I sat and watched the finale with my two best friends, and we were obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the other side of the discourse where everybody hated Friends and said it didn't age well, and it's all these things.
Yeah.
And now I sort of feel like we're on the other side again, and it feels like people are coming around and liking it again. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, that is true. I think it's a new generation of kids are watching it and loving it.
Yeah. And that's not to say there aren't bad things. My problem with this whole new world that we're in, not to say that it's not great that we look back and be critical of things from the past, but I also think we have to be smart enough to say, like, yeah, that was a different time.
Yeah.
And so we can look at it critically through the lens of today, but still realizing that it came out in the days of yore. And it was a different time. And so, yes, there are definitely a lot of problematic things with this show. And even when I mentioned that Brad Pitt episode, I was like thinking about covering that. And I remember that being like a whole thing about, it was like a joke that Rachel had a teeny weeny. And it was like kind of troubling the whole conceit of that episode. Yeah. But I just think it's important that we look at all the stuff and be like, well, it was the 90s. Yeah, it was pretty problematic.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it was a wild time.
It was a wild time. Everything was wild.
Yeah.
Look at anything from back then. And everything was so fucking homophobic back in the day. And yeah, some of it I watch and I'm like, ugh, that doesn't feel great. But then there are, I think Friends ultimately, I thought it was funny. Did you like Friends when it was on?
I did. Yeah, yeah. I did. The one and only crop top I ever bought at the mall was, from Wet Seal. And it said the Friends across the front. I remember thinking it was like so cool,
so
you know,
yeah.
Even though I did not have a body for a crop top when I was a teenager, but that's fine. Doesn't matter.
Well, they always just wear the crop tops on the show. And I remember Courtney and Jennifer and Phoebe, they all had the pokey nipples. It was like the thing of the late 90s was like, oh, you got to see their hard nipples, which is, that's the weirdest thing. I think more than anything, looking back on the show, I'm like, what a weird nipples. Thing that was where it was like every single scene you're seeing their nipples poke. Yeah. What was that?
That's a good call. Now that I think about it, even the guest stars, like in this example, you know, because we watched season 6, episode 9.
Yes,
the one where Ross got high.
That's one we're covering.
And Elle McPherson, isn't she, makes that cameo?
Yeah, she was.
And
like
you
Joey's,
see her nipples too.
She was Joey's neighbor or roommate for a little while. And she was a terrible actress.
I know. It's so funny.
And inexplicably, I think she was on multiple episodes of the show.
Yeah.
And yes, she's gorgeous, Gail.
Yeah.
But maybe not the best for like a in studio sitcom.
Multicam. Yeah. Where you have to have a comedic timing or like know how to look. Yeah.
It's I love so that. Funny. It's like, yeah, there's this big broad comedy. Like, let's get Elle McPherson for a guest arc.
What? Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. The whole episode, this was my favorite one. So this is when, of course, Joey and Ross, they want to go party with Elle McPherson and her dancers. Hot dancer friends.
And uptown. They're gonna have, and they don't have any food, so they're just going to be drinking. I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're just going to be boozing. And meanwhile, Monica's having her parents over for Thanksgiving, and she's worried about telling them that her and Chandler live together. Mm-hmm. And then there's also this whole subplot because Chandler and Ross got high in college, and he blamed it on Chandler.
You remember that time you walked in my room and smelled marijuana?
Yes.
Well, I told you it was Chandler who was smoking the pot, but it was me. I'm sorry.
It was you? And Dad, you know that mailman that you got fired? Didn't steal your Playboys? Ross did.
Hurricane Gloria didn't break the porch swing. Monica did.
Ross hasn't worked at the museum for a year.
Monica and Chandler are living together.
Ross married Rachel in Vegas and got divorced again. I love Jacques Cousteau. I wasn't supposed to put beef in the trifle.
That's a lot of information to get in 30 seconds.
That happened to me once in high school. I remember my parents, I was drinking and my mom found like a bottle of Smirnoff in my drawer. Yeah. And I blamed everything on my friend Adam. And I was like, Adam made me hide it. And then I remember just telling my mom, like, I think Adam's got a problem.
Yeah, I think Adam is really wants some more wine coolers. Do you mind?
He's got a problem with Smirnoff. Like, I'm hiding it for him. But like, you know, I don't drink, Mom.
Yeah. And the Geller parents are so funny. Elliot Gould and Christina Pickles, hysterical.
That's comic timing, Jenna, not Elle McPherson. She should have picked up a thing or two from Elliot Gould.
Yeah, and right?
Did she not?
They're so, every time they're on, they're hysterical.
Yeah, they're so funny. There's that one scene, so Rachel is cooking a trifle and she's doing half beef and it's half dessert trifle. And when the mom character, what's her name? Mm-hmm. Christina Pickle?
Yeah, that's her real name. Yeah.
She is like,
Rachel, no, you weren't supposed to put beef in the trifle. It did not taste good.
It did not taste good.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part.
Because Aniston or Rachel, let's call her Rachel Green, her real name. Yeah. The pages of the cookbook are sticky.
Yeah. Chandler.
Chandler, as if he's just whacking off to this cookbook. Like, I was like, I love this. And it is so funny because that is a certain level of like nervousness. Like when you're cooking a dish for a big family dinner like that, like you don't want to screw it up. And I love the earnestness where she's like, you guys, so there's not a backup dessert. Like if this goes bad, there's nothing else.
No Thanksgiving
like dessert. I loved seeing Rachel play those stakes and she's really innocently trying to do this really well. And you know, here's a layer of, you know, custard that I made by hand and then strawberries and then beef was sauteed with onions and peas. It's like, what?
And Joey likes it. Like, he's like,
great. So good. And then he eats everyone's, like someone left one in the bathroom and he's like, yep, I ate that one too.
I legitimately think this is like one of the funniest episodes of TV ever. My favorite Friends episode is the one where everybody finds out. Do you know that one where it's like Phoebe is trying to seduce Chandler and she does a dance and Lisa Kudrow is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I think she's the most brilliant comedian ever, but I think this is like right up there. And one of the complaints on Friends that you hear often from people who hate the show, and I know that there are a lot of people who hate the show, but they say there's no jokes, but I think Friends sometimes isn't meant to be jokes. It's more of like character humor, which as a writer, you know, it's like, there's certain shows that are more punchline driven, and then there's certain shows where they're character-based humor. So like you're laughing because you recognize the characters. So they might not have a punchline joke. Mm-hmm. And this show doesn't have a ton of punchline jokes, although I think it does have some.
Yeah.
But I think that's a complaint. And I always want to say to people, like, well, it's not supposed to have, it's not, it's a different kind of show. It's a sitcom about character humor.
Mm-hmm. So. And their specific points of view. Like, you're right, when everyone's ratting out everyone, when Monica and Ross are both screaming these revelations at their parents, you know, and then I think Joey's like, I want to go.
I love Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah, Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah. You're laughing at these characters. And
yeah.
Do you have a favorite episode of Friends?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I wonder if we're going to get backlash for this episode, because I do feel like more people hate Friends than like Friends now.
Because the laugh track, you know, they're like, watch it without the laugh track. I'm like, oh, that sounds terrifying.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
But did you ever try to watch like one of the CBS shows? Like, I've tried to watch Big Bang and like Two and a Half Men. Yeah. My parents like fucking love Two and a Half Men. Ugh. Like, they love it. My dad still watches it every time it's fucking on. He's like, oh, I'm watching Two and a Half Men. Or Mike and Molly. I'm like, oh, you're watching Mike and Molly again every time I go visit home. Mm. But I've tried to watch those and I can't find any humor in them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm a snob when it comes to CBS.
Yeah. I guess let's talk which favorite characters. Phoebe was always my favorite character.
Yeah,
for sure. From the Ridge. I also really loved Joey.
Were you attracted to Joey? Because I certainly was. Early Joey, not late Joey.
Oh, you know, Joey was hot. I was even more attracted to Chandler.
Oh my God.
Really? I know.
Wow. Jenna, wait, let's explore this. Because it was the humor, like the...
Yeah. Because he's like the quippy one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I like the dumb one. See, this is psychology.
See, here we go. Yeah.
When Joey... recently Joey's hot too. I like his he's salt and pepper and daddy. That's salt. Another thing we can explore with our therapist, but I think he's really hot now. And but back in the day, there's like a middle season or whatever where it's like very clear he's like dyeing the hair and like all that stuff, and it's like that's when I'm not attracted to Joey.
Mm-hmm.
But I like early Joey and then going gray Joey.
Yeah, salt and pepper Joey. Yeah.
And Ross is too nerdy to me.
Yeah.
I feel like sex with Ross would be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The worst sex.
Yeah.
Chandler's sex would be bad too, but at least it'd be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? You'd laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Which has value. I like laughing.
Who's your favorite side Friends character? Mine's Janice.
Janice is so great. I love Gunther. I think Gunther's hilarious.
And did you know the story? He was like an extra.
Really?
And he was the only one who knew how to work the coffee machine.
No.
And he's since passed to, not to bring everyone down, but he's since passed. He, remember that Friends? Did you watch the reunion on HBO Max?
I did, yeah.
He like appeared via video and he passed away, I think like shortly thereafter. Mm.
That's so funny that they, not that he passed away, but that he was the only one who knew how to like work on espresso machines.
Yeah,
so
and
like,
he became this iconic character. I mean, come on.
And then he was like always just like obsessed with Rachel.
Did you ever do extra work here in LA? Did you ever like do central casting, which is the company where you do extra work?
Mm-hmm.
What did you, tell me what you did.
I was in some movie, actually on the Warner Brothers lot, not far from here. And it was some sort of like thriller. Yeah, so I got to be an extra in a thriller.
I love that.
Oh, and then when I was grocery shopping last week, actually at the Ralph's here in Burbank, in your neighborhood, Studio City.
Oh, you just gave away where
Sorry. Oh, yeah. No, okay. Cut that out. Yeah. The cashier was talking about Hocus Pocus 2 because she's an extra in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Well, it's like a rite of passage. I feel like when you come to Los Angeles, you sign up for the company to do the extra work. And I did it for a long period of time. And I remember there was one show where it was like one of those hour-long network dramas, and they had a big club scene, and so they had the majority of the extras in like a fucking warehouse with no air on. It was so hot because they couldn't have the air running because it was like bad for the cameras or something, and they didn't have good craft service. They, because there were so many extras, they just got like these old pizzas. I think they had pizzas like reheated Domino's pizza. Did you ever in high school or grade school when they would have pizza like the day after they had pizza, and so it was like they were heating up leftover pizza?
That's the layer of cheese.
And I remember that was the last day I was like, I can't do it for leftover pizza. But I did an episode of Scrubs. I was in, I think it was the last season premiere. It was the weird season where they brought in all these new people, so it wasn't like the same old people, but I'm in like the either first scene or the end scene, dancing in front of the camera with this girl in 90s clothes, because it was like a 90s flashback. And you can actually see me in it. But then there's,
cool.
I did like this show called Lie to Me. And it was just like that, you know, the Friends episode where Phoebe's doing extra work and she has to carry a tray. I had to carry a tray.
Oh.
And I one of the things with extra work is like you want to become what's called a featured extra, because then they'll give you like a SAG voucher or something.
Yeah.
So then you could join the actors union. And so at the time, everyone's competing. Like you go to these extra work and everyone's competing to get like the one word or the thing to do. And I remember they were like, okay, you're going to move the tray. And I was so excited because I thought I would get a SAG voucher. And then I never did. They never gave it to me. But I don't even think it aired. And I didn't have any lines. But I was so nervous. And I was shaking just like Phoebe in that episode. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be on TV on this. Shaking up.
Oh, I just remember, I'm an extra in my Lifetime movie that I wrote. My sister and I, Killer Twin.
That's right.
We went to set and they needed jail extras. And so luckily there were all these orange jumpsuits. So my sister and I were like, okay. So I wiped off my eye makeup, you know, to look like I'd been behind bars for a while. And we're playing cards in the background. And then I'm an extra in my Hallmark movie.
I can't wait to see
Yeah.
That. And that one in the coffee shop, right?
Yeah. Because they had extras on set. And then the director was like, Jenna, get in there, grab your laptop and just be writing in the background. I was like, yes. But then they had me get up and cross, you know, and get a coffee from a guy, the real coffee guy in my movie. His name's Gage. He's so cute. So he actually worked at the cafe. And I've never thought so hard about how to walk and how to pick up a cup and then turn and carry it back. You become so in your head when the cameras are rolling. I was like, Jenna, all the time.
But at least it was like your movie. So you're like, you could fuck up and they can't yell at you or fire you or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. And you're treated like royalty because you wrote the movie.
And it's so fun.
They made you there.
It's so meta too.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
That's the big flex of like cameoing in your own movie.
Yeah. That is a cool flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Friends, one of the interesting things that I always think about with that was how towards the end it was so impossible to get those tickets. I mean, we're kind of going inside baseball and stuff, but nowadays I feel like nobody wants to go to those tapings.
Yeah. Because
those tapings, if you ever are visiting LA or New York, the tapings are never fun, even for live talk shows, which at least those are live. So they have like a wrap time and whatever. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, it was like so hard to get Friends tickets. And I remember hearing they used to do, I think Will and Grace did this too, where it was like 2 sets of audiences because so many people wanted to come in the audience that they would turn it over. So they'd film maybe half the show or do rehearsal or something. Then they'd card out those people and bring in a new audience. Mm-hmm. But you sit forever. And it's so funny to me to think like how in demand those tickets were. I mean, it was like fucking Oprah, like going to Oprah.
I remember visiting and seeing Chelsea Lately. Yeah. Being in the audience for that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, I visited and saw Bill Maher's ABC show. What was it called? Like Politically Incorrect or something. Mm-hmm. And I was a teen. It was like, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about or care what the fuck they were talking about. But yeah, it was like the only show. You would go to one of those places and you're like, okay, what tickets do you have available? And they're like, we have Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. You're like, sign us up.
And it's so cold in there too because, you know, the cameras or whatever, they're like blasting the AC. And they give you weird snacks.
Better than blasting the AC than nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But then you get a granola bar or, you know, a sandwich. And it's like, it's funny. Oh, and they have those warm-up comics. There's always like some person who's like, you know, just doing the most.
Doing the most.
I love
warm-up comics. I do too. And it's like very much, speaking of Friends, 90s humor where it's just like the most aggressive ba-dum-tsh mm-hmm. than you could
yeah.
think of.
Like, oh, where are you from? There? Oh, I'm sorry. Da-da. Yeah, they're always like have like the like just a bullet in the chamber. You know what I mean?
I remember, I'll never forget. I think this was Bill Maher. It was one of those, I think it was that one. But somebody said, oh God, I'm going to screw this up. But somebody said she was like, the warm-up comic, he was going around. He was like, you know, what's your name? What are you? And it was like, someone was someone's aunt. Yeah. And I'll never forget, the guy goes, well, if she's the aunt, then, or wait, am I? No, wait. Okay, wait. Okay. Okay, hold on. So it wasn't that. There was some sort of aunts, like the... And he goes, the punchline was, if there's the ants, then where's the uncles? But he was like pointing to the insects or something. It was like some sort of version of that. Yeah. I just totally fucked it up. But it was like some, I remember us laughing afterwards being like, thought that joke was so funny. I was like, there's the ants, but where's the uncles? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. Yeah. They have a play on words. I love play on words.
I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But those comics are so funny and bizarre. But I would have liked to go to a Friends tape. I mean, at least that's like an iconic show. Thinking back and going to taping of Bill Maher is not so fancy. Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Burrows, he's the director. He did Will and Grace too.
Oh my God. Yes. So the director, he came out with a book. Did you see his book? It's a great book. Like if people like behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Because my hairdresser is the one who does all of his shows. And so he would invite me to, I think Clipped he did. He does like all those pilots. He did the Friends pilot. I met Jimmy Burrows once. I think they had some big party for him that was like his, I don't know, 1 millionth episode or something crazy like
he's
that.
He's got to be so rich. He's directed the most iconic. He did, I think, all of Cheers.
Yes.
He did Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Every episode of Will and Grace.
Icon.
Plus, I think most of Friends, if not all of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's done so much. And he also appeared in The Comeback, my favorite show of all time.
Yes. Yeah.
Jenna, what are you up to? We just got so like industry gross.
I know. Yeah. Inside baseball.
What are
fun.
You doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Probably cooking one of everything. I love making an entire separate Thanksgiving just to put directly into Tupperware, like Doubtfire, and put it in the fridge for leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? I think
my parents are coming.
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty sure. Good. As of this recording, we're still trying to work it out, but I'm pretty sure they're coming. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time that my parents will be here for Thanksgiving. Last year, normally Matt and I do our own Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like we do it here and we don't go back. Last year we ended up going back to Ohio. But this year we decided we're going to stay here again and we're trying to get my parents out here. So I think they're coming and
good.
You should come over. Are you going to be in town?
I'll come over. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we'll just have a chill
on the tablescape.
You'll see Linda and we're going to cook her stuffing.
Yes. Perfect.
And then everything else, I think we're going to order this time because it'll just be four of us or if you come five of us.
I'll come over. I'm really good at green bean casserole.
I'll bring it.
Really good. Okay.
I'm not a big green bean casserole person.
Okay. Broccoli?
What do you do with the green bean casserole? Do you do like the French onion?
Mm-hmm.
I like those like French onion.
The crispy things on top.
Yeah, I like
those. Yeah, that's what I do.
But I don't eat the vegetables.
Who needs those?
Do you eat the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows?
I will eat them. Yeah, I've never made that, but I'll eat it.
I've just started liking it and I never used to like it before. And now I'm sort of thinking.
The candied yams. Is that what it is?
Yeah, is that what?
Oh, yum.
I love it. Oh my God, the food sounds so good to me. Yeah, you'll come over. What's your favorite dish?
Stuffing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in love.
Okay. But my mom's stuffing is like infamous in our family. Mm-hmm. Like it's so good. I've learned how to make it. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Matt doesn't like it because he was raised on cornbread stuffing, which is the sweeter stuffing.
I just did it with celery and onion and bread.
Oh, crumbs. You'll love this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Like white bread too.
Yeah.
It's not the wheat or what sourdough or some shit like that. It's the classic. The Wonder bread, white bread. Oh my God.
Yum. I'm salivating now.
I know. Do you have any other thoughts about Thanksgiving episodes of Friends? Maybe we'll have to cover some of the other going forward.
Yeah, there's that football one. Remember when they do like the turkey ball? Yeah, maybe we'll do that one too.
And a funny story about that, a little trivia, is that they did a lot of those bottle episodes early on because they didn't have a budget.
Oh.
So they saved money by doing episodes where it was just the main cast, maybe a couple other people in one or two sets or the sets that they already had set up. So I think that was where that one came out of. Maybe I'm mixing it up, but I'm pretty sure.
Funny.
You know, we make things up here on the show.
Yeah.
We don't always get things right.
That's okay. Fantasy.
We also have to 1 year cover Home for the Holidays. Maybe we'll try to get to it this year if we haven't, or maybe that episode will already be out. We'll mix them up or something, but we have to try to get to it. It's one of my favorite. Holly Hunter, Jodie Foster directed it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That would be fun. Yeah. I'm into it.
Jenna, this was so fun. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We hope you all have a wonderful holiday. Happy thankful. Don't be too stressful on yourselves, because Thanksgiving's stressful, and I feel like people put so much pressure on themselves to make it perfect.
Should I make a trifle? A real one?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, I'll make one for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No beef, though.
The real kind. No beef, though. Yeah. It'd be fun to try. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Jenna, where are you at?
Oh, on Insta at jenna.brister.
And follow our Instagram page.
Yeah.
So you can get all our updates and see what episodes are coming. We got some good ones coming your way. But for now,
we
bid you adieu and wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And Jenna, I want to play our little outro theme music, which is really long, and I never know how much to play of it. But it's so
people love it.
Cozy and wonderful. I always just want to play like 100 hours of it. So we love you all. Thanks for listening.
You.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll be back soon next week, probably.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.